Thank you for staying on with me. Let's start with Bursa Malaysia. According to CGS CIMB, the local benchmark FBM KLZI extended losing streak for the fourth consecutive session, dropping 15.79 points or 1.08% to end Monday's trading at 1,451.52. All sectors finished in negative territory except plantation, which up by 0.23%, was the sole gainer. The top laggards were healthcare, down by 3.19%, technology down by 2.10%, and energy down by 1.92%. Meanwhile, trading volume slid to 2.19 billion, while trading value decreased to 1.76 billion ringgit. Market breadth stayed negative 4 days in a row as 217 gainers against 706 losers. Moving on to corporate news, auto parts maker EP Manufacturing Berhad has entered into two investment agreements on its venture into two-wheeled electric vehicle business. Meanwhile, Reservoir Link Energy Berhad has received a letter of award from Petronas Cari Gali Sdn Bhd for its second contract from Petronas this year. Moving on, fiber optic cable manufacturer Opcom Holdings Berhad has proposed to diversify its business to include the provision of telecommunication network infrastructure solutions. Next up, EA Technik Berhad said it has entered a memorandum of agreement to dispose of a marine vessel for $4.2 million to United Arab Emirates-based tanker vessel operator Glory International FZ LLC. Next one is Sime Darby Berhad's automotive arm, Sime Darby Auto Connection, will continue to expand its network of dealerships in Malaysia. This includes the establishment of new Ford Signature showrooms and service centres in the northern region as well as Sabah and Sarawak. Next one is UAM Sunrise Berhad has completed the issuance of a total of 295 million ringgit in nominal value of Islamic medium-term notes. On a separate news, U.S. stocks tumbled Tuesday with the three major indexes suffering their worst day since June 2020 after the country's consumer price index CPI, a main gauge of inflation, ticked upward in August, surprising investors. The CPI rose 8.3% year-on-year in August, outpacing the forecast, according to latest data issued by the U.S. Department of Labor on Tuesday. The market is jittery that the hotter-than-expected inflation will fuel the U.S. Federal Reserve to raise interest rates more aggressively, which may hurt the U.S. economy. The Dow Jones dropped 3.94%, the Standard & Poor's 500 tumbled 4.32%, and the Nasdaq shed 5.16%. However, U.S. President Joe Biden Tuesday said that the stock market, which fell sharply on inflation fears, didn't necessarily reflect the overall situation of the U.S. economy. He also said he was not worried about the inflation data in August. All prices edged slightly higher in volatile trading on Monday as worries of tight supplies outweighed fears that global demand could slow due to a strong US dollar and possible large increases to interest rates. Brent crude for November rose 65 cents or 0.7% to $93 a barrel, while US West Texas Intermediate WTI for October was up 62 cents to $85.73 per barrel or 0.7%. The Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries and Allies led by Russia, known as OPEC Plus, fell short of its oil production target by 3.583 million barrels per day in August. An internal document showed in July, OPEC Plus missed its target by 2.892 million barrels per day. Central banks around the world are certain to increase borrowing costs this week to tame high inflation, and there is some risk of a full 1 percentage point rise by the U.S. Federal Reserve. Meanwhile, Thailand expects to earn 2.38 trillion baht in tourism revenue in 2023, a government official said on Monday. The government wants tourism next year to reach 80% of its 2019 pre-pandemic level as the key growth sector is starting to see a recovery as the pandemic eases, said government spokesperson Anusha Burapashaisri. Foreign tourists are expected to bring in between 917 billion baht to 1.5 trillion baht next year, he said. Thailand expects 1.5 million arrivals each month in the last quarter of 2022, said Anusha, adding September has seen more than 1 million tourists so far. The government is targeting 10 million visitors for the full year. Tourism is a key driver of Southeast Asia's second largest economy, and in 2019, it welcomed nearly 40 million visitors who spent 1.91 trillion baht. Mexico's inflation likely pulled the brakes on its upward trend during the first half of September, although it likely remained above target, maintaining expectations that the central bank will keep raising its key interest rate, a Reuters poll showed on Monday. The median forecast of 17 analysts projected annual inflation at 8.71%, down from 8.77% in the second half of August, when it reached its highest level since late 2000. Banxico, as the Bank of Mexico is known, targets inflation at 3% plus or minus 1 percentage point and has raised its benchmark interest rate by 450 basis points over its last 10 monetary policy meetings to its current level of 8.45%. Annual core inflation, which strips out some volatile food and energy prices, is forecast to reach 8.28% in the month's first. Mexican consumer prices are estimated to have increased by 0.37% in the first half of September compared to the previous half-month period, with core inflation seen rising 0.44%, according to the Reuters poll. Next one, Germany was pressing on Monday to secure liquefied natural gas contracts with Gulf producers and other European states outlined measures to conserve energy with Russian flows running at severely reduced levels as winter approaches. Berlin said it aimed to sign LNG contracts in the United Arab Emirates to supply terminals in it is building now that the vital Nord Stream 1 gas pipeline from Russia is shut, while Spain, France, others outline contingency, planning to try to avoid power cuts. The sharp drop supplies from Russia, which previously supplied about 40% of the European Union's gas needs, has left governments scrambling to find alternative energy resources and has prompted fears of possible power cuts and a recession. Russia has blamed Western sanctions imposed on Moscow for its invasion of Ukraine for hampering pipeline deliveries. European politicians say Moscow is using energy as weapon. Although deliveries via the Nord Stream 1 have halted, Russian gas flows to Europe via Ukraine, although much reduced, have continued. In France, CRE chief Emmanuel Vargon said that if energy group EDF's race to repair corrosion-hit nuclear reactors suffers delays, exceptional measures this winter could include localized electricity cuts. And that is all for today's Niagaoni. Be sure to tune in to us every weekday, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. with me and my other colleagues. I'm Nabila Khalida. Thank you so much for watching.